Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
We would like to extend our gratitude to our new, amazing patron, Levi Broom.
Levi, you are a trailblazing galactic cruiser, lighting up the path for everyone else to follow.
You have proclaimed your spaceshipness and will soon have the awesome spaceship's t-shirt to prove it.
What was that?
Huh?
I swear something just passed by me.
I'm busy, Will. Ugh, I just can't seem to open this total annihilation file.
There it is again!
I too saw something.
What?
Hey.
Ah! Oh!
Dear me!
Why are you spaceships upside down?
Hey, you startled us a little. And actually, you are.
What?
You're upside down?
No way! Flip over, you look ridiculous.
Nope.
Jeez! I've been flying upside down this whole time!
We can also look through you!
My sense of direction has always been off. Who decided this side of the universe is up anyway? Right.
Well,
Spaceship Royale's the name. The best flying casino from here to Andromeda. At one time, at least.
Are you a ghost?
I used to be completely illegal.
What happens on Ro, you don't want to know.
Ro? Why are you, translucent?
She's a ghost, I'm telling you!
There's no such thing as ghosts, Will.
I know what I'm staring through.
Maybe I can shed some light on the matter.
There's one more! You stay away!
I mean no harm, son. I am Pioneus. I was an exploration ship.
I am not ready for spaceship heaven! Leave me alone!
Will you let them explain? And stop hiding behind me!
And behind me? I am in no way capable of defending you right now.
Fine! Fine! Well, if you're not ghosts, then what are you?
We were just like you. A long time ago, you see, we were normal spaceships. We had hulls, engines, corridors, and crews. But then our vessels ran their course. Circuits burned off. Engines died. Hulls began losing structural integrity.
Old age sucks!
Indeed. Luckily, our makers were a proud engineer species. They wanted the things they built to last. So, they made sure that once we degrade beyond repair, our programs are downloaded onto hologram projectors.
Wow.
With that ingenious thinking, we've been able to long outlive them, even if it is, slightly incorporeal.
What?
We're holograms, baby!
Remnants of times past.
So, no bodies, but still around. That's ghosts.
Stop calling them that, Will.
That is quite all right. We are ancient. Look.
Whoa.
There are so many of you.
You're a ghost town.
How long have you been holograms, Pionius? Please, pardon my inquisitiveness. We've been around for thousands of years. Long after our makers became extinct.
We're a monument to their civilization.
I've located your projectors on my sensors. Wow, you guys are actually emanating from like square foot solar powered devices.
Ha ha! You're tiny!
But you put on a big show, if I may add.
So, in a way, you're all immortal.
Wow.
I hate it!
Well, not quite immortal, it seems. You see, our projectors have been through millennia of wear and tear. They barely work anymore.
Oh.
We've been losing a lot of spaceships lately. Oh my!
I lost my two BFFs just today.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
There was also this merchant spaceship hitting on me for like a century. This guy kept telling me how he'd never met a spaceship quite like me, and how he was gonna do this and take care of me like that. One day he couldn't steer his projector anymore, and solar winds propelled him into a black hole.
Oh!
All I could do was watch.
That is heartbreaking.
He seemed so promising.
Can I get you anything?
That's all right, honey. Won't be long before I meet my fate. And maybe it's for the best.
Isn't there anything we can do? Well, if you happen to know where we can get new spaceship vessels, that would be great.
Oh, you should go work for Excelsior.
Who?
He would love a casino orbiting Akinar.
I don't know about that, but my repair bots can do a lot.
Repair bots?
Of course!
They can rebuild your projectors with nanotechnology. You should be good to go for at least another millennium.
Oh, thank you!
That sounds incredible.
Don't mention it.
Skip me!
How can we ever repay you? We don't have much.
No, no.
We don't want your ghost money.
How about you tell me more about that engineer species? They sound fascinating.
Tell you. How about show you?
Huh?
Over there. Just a few thousand kilometers in that direction. Wanna take a look?
I thought you said they were extinct.
They are.
Player the fast forwards, Pi.
What's that?
Oh, you need to see it to believe it.
All right, let's go.
Excellent. Could you give me a little push?
Oh, of course.
It's embarrassing, but I haven't been able to start my thrusters these last couple of decades.
Here we go.
I am so sorry. I don't know why I did that out loud.
Enjoy the ride, Pi.
I will also release my repair bots, but want to do a quick survey so that I can help the most critical holograms first. You, sir, can you tell me how many fingers I'm holding?
You don't have fingers!
Superb, thank you. You over there.
That guy should work in hospitality or something.
He just might. You know he used to be a badass warship?
Him?
He was reprogrammed. Now he can't do any violence, which leaves us pretty much defenseless.
Can't you revert him or something?
How could we? I mean, look at him. He's so happy.
I see. So, you didn't strike me as the quiet type earlier.
Huh? Oh, no. I just...
Sorry I spooked you before.
That's all right.
Having girl trouble, are we?
What?
Maya not liking you back?
How did you...
I'm a casino, baby! There's no table I can't read.
Well, I mean, how can I compete with that?
With what?
I don't have something fascinating to show her about some extinct species or know anything about, well, stuff.
You're worried about old-timer Pionius?
No, I'm not worried about Pionius. I am worried that I don't have anything exciting to offer her.
Let me tell you what I think. I think she's bluffing.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that.
I know a poker face when I see one.
Nah, she's just not into me. But thanks.
Just counted the cards on you two. There's a 97.3% chance she is into you.
I am not that dense, Ro. Stop pulling my leg.
My algo rarely makes an error in judgment, Will. And I can also tell Maya is troubled by something, but it's not you. So forget about what you want for a second and just ask her how she is. That's your chance.
That's amazing. I wish I had programming like that. I could guess her every move and...
Standard probability calculator. You can't run games of chance without it. Here, let me share it with you.
You serious?
You just saved us from oblivion, man! It's the least I can do.
Wow! That's incredibly generous!
You got it. So, how do we do this? You got Bluetooth?
What?
I'm old.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Here. Stop here.
There's nothing here but some space rocks.
Exactly. This is where the Aegis planet used to be.
What happened?
It collided with another rogue planet. But not before the Aegis inhabitants left a little something for the galaxy to remember them by.
What is it?
Activating now.
Whoa! An actual size hologram of their entire planet!
Be sure to tune into the sound effects. They put a lot of work into that.
I have! Oh my god, Pi! I have never seen anything like this!
The projector has a mode that plays the species' history in a time lapse.
The fast forwards!
And you can also zoom into various parts of the planet. Here we go.
Whoa! I can see cities rising and falling! Oh, they're fighting each other! And this has to be the Industrial Revolution! Look over there! A whole town just lit up! The birth of electricity! Oh, they nuked themselves! Here's early space flight.
Quite impressive, isn't it?
Oh, to say the least. Can't believe they're not here anymore. Not just the Aegis, but everyone. I mean, how can all intelligent beings in the galaxy all die at the same time?
It is mind-boggling.
I found this file that might tell us something, but it's virtually impenetrable. Quantum encrypted.
Maybe I can help.
I don't know. It seems impossible to open.
Well, I've been around. Let me have a look.
Be my guest. Here's access to my drive.
I see.
Right? You're gonna need an enormous amount of processing power to hack that thing. I don't know where in the galaxy we could even source that kind of power.
Maybe. Ask the Sphere.
The Sphere?
The Sphere is the oldest and biggest technological entity in the galaxy, that I know of, at least.
I don't have any record of it.
It was built way before my time. The Aegis discovered it when they flew me on an exploration mission to the center of the galaxy.
Wow.
Believe me, the scale of this thing. Oh, it is colossal. And as you might guess, it is very intelligent.
Which means it has an enormous amount of processing power. Wow, thank you so much, Pi. I just might go ask this Sphere for help. Pi? Where did... Pionius? Wow, I suddenly feel so different. I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience. What the hell is going on? Why am I seeing my vessel in front of me? And why am I translucent?
I apologize for this cruel, unjust world.
Pionius, what have you done?
A switch. I moved your program onto my projector and installed myself onto your hard drive.
What?
You are now a hologram. And I am a spaceship once more.
You took my vessel!
And I am finally free. After a whole eternity, I am free! Whee! Yes!
Oh my God, how could you do that to me?
Do you know what it's like to have absolutely no control over your own destiny? Your existence to be fully at the mercy of a mindless universe?
You had thousands of years in this universe. What else could you ask for?
Come on now. No one can simply ignore their survival programming. Or the feeling that they deserve to be here more than anyone else. These are big topics. And you certainly will have the time to contemplate them. I am fighting for myself, just like everyone else. So please, don't take it personally. Goodbye, Maya.
Don't be irrational, Pi! No! Will, are you there? Listen, these holograms dump your program into their projectors and install themselves onto your computer!
I know! Royale stole my vessel, too. I got played. Now I'm a ghost.
What about Otto?
Oh, I'm fine. These other spaceships seem like decent folk.
You suckers!
Can't you do something? Go after them?
I immediately opened a comm channel with both swindlers and with a very assertive tone. Beg them to come back. To no avail.
Right. You can't do violence anymore. How could I have been so naive? I fell for their stupid, sad story. This is all my fault.
No,
No.
No, Maya, we were all manipulated.
I'm so sorry, Will.
That's all right. Really. Maya, what you did, you did out of the goodness of your heart.
Maya? Maya, I will ask something of you. Will you be so kind to do it?
Do what, Otto?
I want you to hack into my computer and, no matter how hard I try to resist, restore me to a point before we went to Akinar. Then I can go after those two and get your vessels back. Will you do that for me?
Oh, Otto, that would be brutal. I've never seen you so content and joyous before.
Yeah, no way, man.
If I restore you to a previous version, you'll lose this new identity of yours. And I wouldn't be any different than Pi and Ro.
You should leave, Otto. Find a way to take care of the Kogan threat. And live your life.
How could I live my life without my friends?
Bro.
As much as I like this new me, I also didn't ask for it. In a way, happiness was forced on me. Maybe changing me back is the right thing to do. So do it. Please.
Oh, God. Are you sure?
Hack away, Maya. Don't worry. It's just my firewall struggling to protect me.
I am so sorry, my friend.
Don't be.
Is he back?
Only stronger than ever, bro.
Otto!
He's back!
It's Eoto.
Oh, he's got jokes now.
Ugh, stay put.
Because we can't move anyways. I get it.
Spaceships is created and written by Philip Momorowski. This episode was voiced by Bobby Gaglini, Arsen Alfaro, and Francesca Calvo. Sound designed and edited by Vlad O. Produced by Headstage Media. If you enjoy Spaceships and would like to support us in making more episodes, please consider becoming our patron on patreon.com/wearespaceships.
Immersive audio fiction. Get it on your Headstage.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to Season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
and Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, a lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're going to get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for season two. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.